Can we talk about how Silo brilliantly turns cleaning supplies into the ultimate plot device? Those cleaning pads weren't just hiding dirt. They were hiding the truth.
Right? It's the most expensive cleaning mistake in history. And here I thought using bleach on colored clothes was bad. These folks managed to unravel their whole society with one faulty cleaning pad.
The way Jules discovers everything is like the world's most intense How It's Made episode. Instead of learning how they make pencils, she discovers her entire reality is manufactured.
And Bernard, in his secret server room, is peak IT behavior. He's basically the world's most committed system administrator. Have you tried turning the apocalypse off and on again?
Those multiple silos are basically just a post-apocalyptic condo association. I bet they still have monthly meetings about proper trash disposal and noise complaints.
The screensaver situation is hilarious, though. Imagine spending the end of the world looking at the most basic Windows 95-style nature scene ever.
And poor Lucas getting sent to the mines. Talk about a rough performance review. Your customer service needs work, so here's a pickaxe.
The whole Plato's Cave parallel is genius, though. Instead of shadows on walls, they're watching the world's most depressing PowerPoint background. And the wool cleaning pads, talk about on-the-nose symbolism. Pulling the wool over their eyes becomes very literal when your cleaning supplies are part of the conspiracy.
The cafeteria scenes hit different now. Everyone's eating their post-apocalyptic meals while staring at fake birds that probably haven't existed for centuries.
It's like the world's worst screensaver became their National Geographic channel. Today on Nature Watch, the same three birds you saw yesterday.
The revelation about the other silos makes you wonder, do they all have the same IT issues? Is there a help desk ticket system between silos?
Imagine being the IT guy who has to maintain the apocalypse servers. Sorry, can't make happy hour, gotta update the end of the world software.
The whole cleaning ritual takes on a new meaning now. It's less about maintenance and more about maintaining the illusion.
It's like the world's most elaborate dust-busting ceremony. Make sure to polish those sensors. Wouldn't want anyone seeing the actual apocalypse.
Jules really turned the whole clean view concept upside down. She's like a rebellious housekeeper who decided to read the ingredients on the cleaning supplies.
And now everyone's questioning their reality because someone finally read the fine print on their cleaning supplies. That's some next-level product liability.